You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. When you used to call me. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Reigns and their CD Stories. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Reigns and their brand new CD, Stories. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff Reigns of Reigns regarding the new CD, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Stories, here is Reigns with Liar.
Lying on the bottom of a riverbed, emotions are crumbling, an avalanche in the evening. Tonight, the story of a life made up in his head. He died for belief from her. He knows he needs her. Everything he wanted is a lie. Convincing her is his own. When there was no time and we would leave our house of lies. Those were the best days of my life. Now the days are cold and the nights are long, and I pray that you'll be coming home. And I convince you of this lie.
Don't label me a liar.
From their CD Stories, that was the band Reigns with Liar. Visit the band at their official website, www.reignsmusic.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff Reigns of the band Reigns regarding the new CD, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic CD that the band has out now, and now that all the work that's gone into making it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Honestly, it's exceeded my expectations. You know, we'd never really worked with a producer before, so to come in with what I came in with, you know, it's been an interesting process, but I'm really happy with everything.
And who all did you work with in terms of production?
Trevor Kustiak produced the CD. He produced Evans Blues CDs too.
I see. And talk about the evolution of this band. How did it start?
I worked at a trailer factory. Well, I'm from northern Indiana, and RVs are a big deal around here. I was a manager at one of the companies, and his name is David Rain. And he kind of summed up everything I was wanting to write about at the time. I had been writing my own music for a little while, but didn't start a band yet. I just kind of got attached to the Reigns name. And for the first probably 5 years, I mean, I recorded a CD, had no idea what I was doing, but I recorded a CD, and I would have different members play live every night. I lived in Virginia at the time, and literally I would hire different people every single night to play live with us. And somehow through that, we got not involved, but somewhat involved with Hollywood Records, where they recommended we work with the producer that produced the CD we have out now. And I guess through that, now we're here.
But I see.
Weird road, but it's been fun.
And talk about how music started for you as an individual. I mean, you said you'd been writing for years and not quite knowing what to do with it. So how did it start for you?
My dad was huge into the music scene in the 60s, 70s, 80s, all that stuff. My dad actually managed my uncle's band, which, from what I'm told, I don't know if this is true, but they were very close to signing to Sony Records sometime in the 70s. Regardless, I started playing guitar, and pretty much every week my dad would come up and give me a list of new songs to learn, which was a lot of Led Zeppelin, John Mellencamp, Tom Petty, you know, that kind of stuff, Bruce Springsteen. So I started learning there, I guess. I mean, I started on drums, and my brother played guitar, and then we both got bored and switched, traded even up for, he got my drum set, I got his acoustic, and it just kind of went from there. As soon as I got the guitar in my hands, then it all made sense to me. Drums didn't really click for me, but I bought the Van Halen, I think, Live Right Here, Right Now CD. Had an allowance of $10 a week, and that CD happened to be on sale at Best Buy for $10, and I thought, well, two CDs for $10, can't get much better than that, so I bought that, and then I think I became pretty addicted after that.
And at what point did songwriting start to happen for you? I mean, it's one thing to pick up a guitar and all that, but, you know, right. At what point did songwriting come into play?
You know, I played guitar for about 2 years before I ever wrote a song. Everybody I went to school with and was in music class with, music class never really did anything for me, but they all tried to write these songs, and they were hooked on Nirvana, and I just thought, you know, I'm didn't feel like I was ready to write songs. I wanted to learn every single thing I could before I really put myself out there like that. And yeah, I'm huge into this. I was huge, still am, but was huge into the Seattle scene and the Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and stuff like that. So I really, I don't think I know, I knew what I was doing at the time, but I think I was doing as much research as I possibly could on songwriting and to figure out how it was done. So it was probably 2 or 3 years after I started playing guitar that I decided I was ready to write songs, which the first song I wrote was crap, and yeah, this is what it is. But I feel like I took my time with it and learned my instruments, I guess, and then decided I was ready. So it was probably 10 years ago when I wrote the first song.
Visit the band at their official website, www.rainsmusic.com. From their CD Stories, here is Rains once again with Look in My Eyes.
I know you're waiting and you're so damn nervous. I know you're hoping that I could explain this look in my eyes. I will try and show you. I know you think I am the devil in this. I know you're thinking that you don't deserve this look in my eyes. I will try and show you.
Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwire.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Brian Buckley Band and their mesmerizing CD, Hysterical Blindness. Oh, Not ones to be easily categorized, the Brian Buckley Band boast a sound that is both raw and haunting, as evidenced by the songs I Am Human, Cuckoo, and the first single, As If. The Brian Buckley Band and their CD, Hysterical Blindness. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.brianbuckleyband.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Rains and their new CD, Stories. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jeff Rains of the band regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about the other members of the band and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes this thing work.
You know, it's kind of been an odd thing. I don't know if I have too much of a business mentality, but I always thought, you know, if I can be the one that writes the songs and, you know, writes the lyrics, all that stuff, then I kind of control my own destiny here. So that's what I did that's what I've done the whole time. And everybody has pretty much been hired, I guess you call it outsourcing, I don't know. You know, the Stories record I wrote and recorded and hired the band as we went along. Like, as a tour came up, if I needed a bass player, I would hire a bass player. If I needed a guitar player, I would hire a guitar player. So, you know, the next record, I would like to have the whole band have input on, but so far, I've been the one writing and recording and doing all that.
And you touched on this a little earlier, but, you know, describe the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
You know, I used to try to write songs, but I realized pretty quickly that that's just not going to work. So now I more just let it hit me. And it may be 3 a.m. and I roll over and record a song into my phone or a melody or something like that. And, you know, if I think of a story, I'll write it down. And then I think it more just clicks, for me personally, it clicks in my head, and it kind of all happens at once. But it's, you know, I've always been very curious as to how other bands write songs, but for me, it just kind of, whatever happens in my head, hopefully I get a chance to put it down on paper, or record it, or whatever, and that's kind of where it stands, you know.
One of the standout songs on the album, for me anyway, is American Dream. Talk about what inspired that one.
Actually, that's one of my favorite songs. Actually, it's about the guy David Rains that I talked about earlier. I kind of wanted to write a song that encompassed everything I was feeling about the band, which I feel a lot of people have, you know, their dreams that they want to accomplish in life, and as life goes on, you know, maybe you have kids, maybe you get married, maybe you do whatever you do, but I feel like as life goes on for people kind of give up their big dreams they had and settle for whatever life they're given. And American Dream to me is a song about a guy that went for it but didn't make it, but he's still happy regardless of making it or not. You know, he's still happy because at least he gave it that effort, he gave it that try. And I think that's a huge thing that people don't do. So I don't know, the day I wrote that song, I was extremely happy with it. It's a little bit depressing, but I feel like it encompasses a lot of what America is today.
And what other songs off the album resonate for you the most, and why?
Hurricane is probably my favorite song. I was with my wife down in Austin, Texas, and we were walking up and down the street, I think 5th Street or something like that, and we walked past a guy and he asked us for money, and I stopped and said, "What do you need it for?" And he said, "I need $2.98, I want to go grab 40, me right now, but because you were honest with me, I'm going to go to the ATM, I'm going to get some cash, and I said, I want to sit down and talk before I give you the money. And we sat and talked for an hour, and he just told me a story. And what, I mean, the lyrics in Hurricane are this guy's story. And I don't know, for some reason I just respected it because he was honest with me, you know? He didn't BS me about, well, I'm going to buy food or anything like that. He just said, here's my deal, and I said, here's my deal, and then he told me what he was all about. So, to me, that's a really cool story, and I'm glad I was able to put that into a song. I think it's a really cool, really cool thing.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
Honestly, whatever they want. Hopefully they can relate to it, which it seems that they can. I just want them to hear a good story, you know? I got really sick of the people just singing songs about drinking and doing drugs and sex and all, you know, it all seems like BS to me. So I just wanted to write something real that's real stories about real people, and hopefully people can relate to that, and they seem to be, you know, relating to it very well. So that's all I can ask for.
Visit the band at their official website, www.rainsmusic.com. From their CD Stories, here is Rains once more with American Dream.
There's madness lost in yesterday. Standing beneath the street light in LA. It doesn't matter that I've lost everything. I've done my best to give it all away. I followed my American dream to a life of depression and poverty. Yeah.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jeff Rains of Rains and to Shauna O'Donnell of New Ocean Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
The hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine.